This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Stacy Lynn. People want answers. What's up with the drones? CBS's Bradley Blackburn reports.
Since last month, more than 3,000 sightings have been reported across at least six East Coast states. Some of those sightings by law enforcement and elected officials. New Jersey Senator Andy Kim took video and is part of a swell of local leaders demanding answers from the federal government.
I'm just not getting the kind of communication and engagement when it comes to the investigation that's happening by the FBI, Homeland Security.
In New Jersey, unexplained drone activity was reported above a naval weapons station, and the FAA ordered temporary flight restrictions prohibiting drones over an armament research facility and Trump National Golf Club in Bedminster.
Secretary of State Blinken is in Jordan to discuss a peaceful transition of power in Syria, he pledged.
Work together to support a Syrian-led transition where the United Nations plays a critical role, particularly when it comes to the provision of assistance to the protection of minorities.
South Korea's parliament voted to suspend its president from power over his martial law decree. Reporter Alex Jensen in Seoul.
President Yoon Sung-yeol has already vowed to defend his decision to declare martial law earlier this month and will now be able to do so via the Constitutional Court, which will decide his future after Yoon's impeachment was approved by Seoul's parliament, with enough ruling party lawmakers joining the opposition bloc to form the required two-thirds majority.
Former House Speaker Nancy Pelosi was injured while on a congressional delegation trip to Luxembourg. CBS's Michael Toscano reports.
The official statement from Representative Pelosi's office only says she, quote, sustained an injury and is in a hospital for evaluation, continuing to work. Sources familiar with the matter say Pelosi injured her left leg in a fall.
Having a hard time sleeping?
A CNET study finds 4 in 10 Americans struggle with sleep during the holidays, with 64% willing to spend $1,000 a year to improve their sleep. Nasha Martinez is a wellness expert with CNET.
Common things people are willing to invest in include a better mattress, bedding, and specifically supplements.
But interestingly,
nearly 40% said they're not willing to make any type of sacrifice, even though they're losing sleep.
30% said they would cut time on their phones before bed to get better sleep. Brad Gibson for CBS News.
Well, whoever runs the NFL's social media accounts is apparently a huge Swiftie. On the leaks TikTok yesterday, they posted basically a fan edit tribute set to this song. Wishing Taylor Swift a very happy 35th birthday. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Seth here, host of Over the Back Fence. We're on the air live every Saturday from 11 a.m. to 12 p.m., taking your calls to buy or sell, talk local events, or whatever, only on WFHR.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Central Wisconsin weather, I'm Corey Hartman. For today, chance of snow and a high near 30. Southeast winds up to 25 miles per hour. Still breezy tonight. Temperatures will be around 32 degrees. Chance of snow and then rain. For Sunday, cloudy 39. Monday, chance of rain and snow 38.
It's 21 right now.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Let's have an old-fashioned Christmas polka. And throw our cares away. We'll gather round
An old-fashioned Christmas polka. Kicking things off here on the Sunshine Polka Party Variety Show. Yeah, I'm Tim Hubble, the polka guy, keeping you company here for the next 55 minutes or so. Glad you could join us. Tell a friend we're on the air. We're going to play some good Christmas music today, and hope you enjoy all the tunes. Right now, we got a nice waltz coming up here from Walter Osnick. That's Canada's Polka King. Merry Christmas Waltz.
That if I got a concertina, I'd I've learned to play it and never put it down. Well, all I want for Christmas is a concertina. The people love to hear its happy sound. All I want for Christmas is a concertina, so I can play my polkas all year round. The years have come and gone now since that Christmas. I've played around this country far and wide. At times I think about that Christmas morning and the gift that had my squeeze box stuck inside. Here we go! All I want for Christmas is a concertina. The people love to hear its happy sound. All I want for Christmas is a concertina, so I can play my polkas all year round.
You chipmunks, ready to sing your song?
I'll say we are. Yeah, let's sing it now.
Okay, Simon.
Okay.
Okay, Theodore.
Okay.
Okay, Alvin. Alvin. Alvin! Okay, fellas, get ready. That was very good, Simon.
Naturally.
Very good, Theodore. Alvin, you were a little flat. Watch it, Alvin. Alvin. Let's not overdo it.
Wait a minute, boys.
Alvin, cut that. Now, wait. Theodore, just a minute. Simon, will you cut that out? Get off.
Hey, Jerry, are you going to the Christmas party?
I don't know, man. Last year's was a real bummer.
Last year's Christmas party, there were no Christmas drinks. Everyone was saying,
this party really stinks.
For this year's Christmas party, we're making sure there's fun. We're gonna have a real good time, and this is how it's done.
So we're
doing our Christmas shopping at the liquor store this year. The party will be happy with lots of liquid cheer. We're doing our Christmas shopping at the liquor store this year. Yes, Chinooka, vodka, Krupp,
and don't forget the beer.
Janek will bring a wumpkin. Stasho Kielbasa. We'll dance and sing all evening to Jerry's orchestra. Lots of fine panienki and lots of Polish food. But we need some spirits just to set the Christmas mood.
So we're
doing our Christmas shopping at the liquor store this year. The party will be happy with lots of liquid cheer. We're doing our Christmas shopping at the liquor store this year. Yes, Chinooka, vodka, Krupp,
and don't forget the beer.
until the light of day. Then there's Poprawiny, it's our Polish way. This year's Christmas party is sure to be a ball. I hope the room is big enough, 'cause we'll invite you all. So we're doing our Christmas shopping at the liquor store this year. The party will be happy with lots of liquid cheer. We're doing our Christmas shopping at the liquor store this year. Yezhinovka, vodka, krupnik,
and don't forget the beer.
On behalf of Jerry Darlock and the Touch, Jerry, Mike, Ken, Ray, Paul, Todd, and Tom, from Buffalo, New York,
Merry Christmas!
And Happy New Year to you.
Come on, come on. Come on, you can do it.
All right.
Dashing through the snow in my rusty Chevrolet, down the road I go, sliding all the way. I need new piston rings, I need some new snow tires. My car is held together by a piece of chicken wire. Oh, rust and smoke, the heater's broke, the door just blew away. I light a match to see the dash, and then I start to pray. The frame is bent, the muffler went, the radio, it's okay. Oh, what fun it is to drive this rusty Chevrolet. I went to the IGA to get some Christmas cheer. I just passed up my left front tire and it's getting hard to steer. Skidding down the highway, right past the Nagani cops, I had to drag my swampers to get the car to stop. Oh, rust and smoke, the heater's broke, the door just blew away. I light a match to see the dash, and then I start to pray. The frame is bent, the muffler went, the radio, it's okay. Oh, what fun it is to drive this rusty Chevrolet. Through the snowdrifts in a big blue cloud of smoke, people laugh as I drive by. I wonder what's the joke. I got to get to Shopko to pick up the layaway, 'cause Santa Claus is coming soon in his big old rusty sleigh. Oh, rust and smoke, the heater's broke, the door just blew away. I light a match to see the dash, and then I start to pray. The frame is bent, the muffler went, the radio, it's okay. Oh, what fun it is to drive this rusty Chevrolet. Rust and smoke, the heater's broke, the door just blew away. I light a match to see the dash, and then I start to pray. The frame is bent, the muffler went, the radio, it's okay.
Thank you.
Don Peachy and a little Christmas medley for you there. We're going to take a little station break right now, and we'll be back with more of your favorite Christmas tunes right here on the new WFHR 97.5 FM, AM 1320, and your host, Tim, the polka guy, keeping you company here. So stick around, and more to come.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR, home for Up North News Radio.
Once again, it's the busy holiday season. Take the time to consider some financial moves before we turn the calendar to 2025. First, review your investment portfolio to ensure it is performing as expected and still fits your goals, risk tolerance, and time horizon. Next, consider adding to your 401k and health savings account. And if you have a flexible spending account, you'll want to spend any unused funds before the year ends or else risk losing them. If you have children, consider opening a 529 education savings plan, which allows for tax-free withdrawals for qualified education expenses. Contribute to an emergency fund to help cover 6 months of living expenses or unexpected costs, such as a major home or car repair. And if you're 73 or older, make sure you take your required withdrawals from your traditional IRA so you can avoid penalties. Finally, review your estate plans, especially if you've recently experienced changes in your family situation, such as marriage, remarriage, or the birth of a child. This is Clay Kanoki, your Edward Jones Financial Advisor at 715-421-0958. Member SIPC.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR, Rapids' home of Nightlight with Peach Waba.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
It's the man.
There's an old Christmas card in an old dusty trunk, and it brings back sweet memories dear to me. Though it's faded and worn, it's as precious as the morn. When I found it neath our first Christmas tree, I thrill with every word, every line. Guess I'm always sentimental round this time. Pardon me if a tear falls among my Christmas cheer. It's the memory of an old Christmas card.
You know, I don't know why I get to feeling sentimental about this time every year. But every time I see a Christmas card, I somehow can't help reminiscing about the very first Christmas that you and I spent together. What a beautiful Christmas card you gave me that year. Why, I know you must have looked through thousands of cards to find that wonderful poem that still brings a tear to my eye. I thrill every word, every line. Guess I'm always sentimental round this time. Pardon me if a tear falls among my Christmas cheer. It's the memory.
Thank you.
to the place, so thirsty I was spitting dust. Barkeep asked me, what'll it be? I said, what you got? He said, well, let's see. We got Lone Star, PBR, Rolling Rock, Shiner Bock, Moose Jewel, Old Gold, Jupiter, Edenbach, Chevy, and Coors Light. Of course, you got Red Stripe, Amstel, Amsterdam, and the tall can of Kutcher, Miller Lite, Guinness, Pint, the Pine Glass, Doppelbock, Lager, take a swallow, cause it's going fast. Tisky and a lot of line and Kugels. Open up your wallet, no time to be frugal. There's 99 bottles of beer on the wall. And before we knew it, we needed another. So I told the bartender, we need more beer. So he thought for a second, said, well, let's see here. We got Rio Grande, River Rock, Tecate with a twist. Stop those Perros, Dos Equis, root beer if you're driving. Bud Light in a nice red and white koozie. A dozen wheat beers on tap if you choose. He got Heineken, Killian's, Labatt's, and Beck's. Ice cold Corona with the lines in the necks. Yingling chilling with the old Milwaukee's best. Sam Adams and Bennett, even half of the rest of them. 98 bottles of beer on the wall. People really like to drink, so before we knew it, they were out of beer. Aww.
Are you kidding?
So we started with the Cuervo, Bacardi, Gold, Margarita, straight tequila, Yerchin, of Conspiratus, then we wet a whistle with the single malt scotch, CC, and a jello shot. Captain Morgan poured some more than Polish cherries, Bloody Marys, Blender Bob's blended up something scary, Everclear, Absolute, and Amaretto. I don't remember much, but I never will forget those 99 bottles of beer on the wall.
Thank you.
Have a holly jolly Christmas when you walk down the street. for Christmas when Santa is near. All the children to dreamland will soon disappear. But there's one little darling that won't close them eyes till you call for the Sandman with this lullaby. Sing tingling a jingle and hold me so tight. Sing tingling a jingle and kiss me goodnight. Icicles on the window and snow on the ground. Sing tingling a jingle till Santa comes round. Sing tingling a jingle and hold me so tight. Sing tingling a jingle and kiss me goodnight. Icicles on the window and snow on the ground. Sing tingling a jingle till Santa comes round. Tears turn to gladness with this lullaby. Sing ting-a-ling a jingle and hold me so tight. Sing ting-a-ling a jingle and kiss me goodnight. Icicles on the window and snow on the ground. Sing ting-a-ling a jingle till Santa comes round. Sing ting-a-ling a jingle and hold me so tight. Sing ting-a-ling a jingle and kiss me goodnight. Icicles
Austinick. And tingling a jingle. We're going to take a little break right now and be back with more of your favorite Christmas tunes right here on the new WFHR. It's 97.5 FM, AM 1320. And I'm Tim the Polka Guy, keeping you company here today. So glad you're, hope you're enjoying the music. We'll be right back after these messages.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR. This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
CBS News Brief. Since last month, more than 3,000 drone sightings have been reported across at least six East Coast states. CBS's Sam Vinograd.
Unfortunately, state and local law enforcement currently lacks the authority and the equipment to mitigate or safely land these drones. So the ball is really in federal authorities' court to figure out who is behind these drones and then to try to mitigate any potential risk facing the public.
Former House Speaker Nancy Pelosi is in the hospital in Luxembourg. Our Michael Toscano tells us.
Sources familiar with the matter say Pelosi injured her left leg in a fall.
They say she was wearing high heels when she tripped and fell on some stairs. A lot of Americans are struggling to get those Z's.
A CNET study finds 4 in 10 Americans struggle with sleep during the holidays, with 64% willing to spend $1,000 a year to improve their sleep.
That's reporter Brad Gibson. CBS News Brief. I'm Stacey Lynn.
Nashville recording artist Becky Schlegel and the High 48s will be performing Sunday, December 15th at 3 p.m. at the Pittsville Auditorium, 5459 Elementary Avenue, Pittsville, Wisconsin. This concert is perfect for the holidays and gets everyone in the spirit with Becky's angelic voice and the smooth bluegrass Christmas melodies of the High 48s. Advanced tickets are available through Eventbrite Online and at Wisconsin Farm Business, downtown Pittsville. Tickets at the door will be $20 for adults, $15 for seniors, and $3 for students. Come sing along to traditional holiday music classics December 15th at the Pittsville Auditorium with Becky Schlegel and the High 48s.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
Central Wisconsin weather, I'm Corey Hartman. For today, chance of snow and a high near 30. Southeast winds up to 25 miles per hour. Still breezy tonight. Temperatures will be around 32 degrees. Chance of snow and then rain. For Sunday, cloudy 39. Monday, chance of rain and snow 38.
Right now, it's 22.
Hey kids, Community Stories is live on December 17th and 19th, so you can call in with your wish lists for Santa.
Are you elves ready?
All the kids are going to be calling us, and they're going to be telling us what they want to tell Santa. Mrs. Z, are you ready?
I think so. Cookies, hot cocoa.
What about you, Mr. Jangles? Stop eating the cookies.
Mrs. Z might have to make some more.
Just call 715-424-2600 December 17th and 19th from 5 to 6 on 97 FM, 1320 AM, and 105.5 FM.
This is locally grown radio, WFHR.
America is kept safe because the Army National Guard responds, protects, and supports our nation when it needs them most. From fighting wildfires with air support, helping civilians in flooded neighborhoods, to delivering food and supplies to those who have lost everything, the Army National Guard always responds when disaster strikes. The Army National Guard also trains to be ever vigilant against threats, foreign and domestic. They protect our skies with missile defense weaponry. They secure our information, communications, and infrastructure with cybersecurity. And they protect us against chemical, biological, and radiological hazards with the civilian support team. The Army National Guard also stands ready to deploy and provide support for conflicts or humanitarian missions abroad. Join the Army National Guard and be there to respond, protect, and support your community and your country. Visit NationalGuard.com to learn more about part-time service. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Here comes Santa Claus, here comes Santa Claus.
Right, hey, hold it. Hey, did you guys hear the story how Santa Claus got so fat?
No.
You didn't? Well, the story goes like this.
Far out from the Northland, Saint Nick came in his sled, and he looks to me this year like he has been well fed. His tummy is so round, and it bulges out. He must have had a lot of sausage and sauerkraut. As he drove through the city in his wide open sled, I asked Saint Nick to tell me, how did he get so fat? Under his beard he smiled, and then he said to me, I'm staying at the North Pole with a Polish family. And little boy named Jim. She cooks the Polish sausage that Santa likes the best. No wonder that he now can't button up his vest.
Christmas and a Happy New Year goes to each and every one of you. Season's greetings, God's blessings for you. May your Christmas dreams and wishes all come true. It's the time for families to gather, open presents near the Christmas tree. Friends and neighbors seem to get together as they spend the Christmas season happily. Christmas tree. Friends and neighbors seem to get together as they spend the Christmas season happily.
Christmas and all through the house, not a creature was stirring, not even a mouse. All the stockings were hung by the chimney with care, in the hopes that St. Nicholas soon would be there. He's bringing lots of joy for girls and boys, but wait until you see that Merry Christmas. We'll be right back.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR, home for the Todd Allball Show.
Guess what, Mrs. C?
What, Santa?
We are ready. The Santa room is finally open. Oh, boy. The Santa Claus has really set it up nice this year. What do you think, Mrs. C?
Oh, it's so warm and cozy and welcoming.
What do you think, Mr. Jangles?
It's better than your old room.
All the kids and the families can come now and they can take free pictures with Santa.
Bring your own camera, cell phone. Take as many pictures as you like.
And it's all free.
Yes.
Well, how do they find out about us?
Go to our Facebook page, Santa Central Wisconsin.
And they can book a time to come see us?
Yes, definitely. And pets, too.
Think the cookies are really good.
Now, we only have so many cookies and you can't eat them all.
Too late.
Mr. Jingle,
I'll have to make some more then.
Our head elf, we need to retire him.
I'm already retired.
Oh, okay. Make sure you come check with us, set up a time, and come and see us.
We're ready. Santa Central Wisconsin.
Talk to you soon. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Merry Christmas.
Locally grown radio, WFHR.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Well, once again, our time has gone so quickly by. We're going to have about 5 minutes left in our program, and we're going to wrap it up then with a couple of tunes here. And just want to thank everybody for tuning in here today, and hope you're enjoying the music. Next week, we're going to continue with some more Christmas music, and maybe a couple other ones mixed in there with it. But we'll keep you happy with the sounds of the season. Right now, Richie's Christmas Accordion is up next.
Mr. Ben Wickler, he is running for the national DNC chair. The fundamental problem was the Democratic brand. Do you think that is the case more than the Harris campaign?
Core answer is yes. The Democratic brand, it's not what we necessarily do or say. It's what people have heard and internalized. And that, to me, is an argument for thinking about how and where we communicate, making sure we are present in places where people are thinking about stuff other than politics.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 to 10 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
This is locally grown radio.
WFHR 1320 AM. W248DE Wisconsin Rapids.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by T-Mobile.
I'm Stacy Lynn. Mysterious drones spotted in the sky in several states. We begin with CBS's Tom Hansen in New Jersey.
They appear only at night. Clusters of drones, some with colorful lights, as big as cars.
The White House, Pentagon, and FBI have all said while they don't exactly know what they are, we shouldn't be alarmed. But CBS's Sam Vinograd, who used to run counter-drone policy at DHS, says people are concerned.
Panic among the public, from my perspective, does impose a public safety threat.
More than 3,000 of these drones have been spotted across at least six East Coast states since last month. Overseas now to Syria and CBS's Elizabeth Palmer following developments there.
Thousands poured into central Damascus for Friday prayers and to hear the new interim prime minister's call for peace.